But first, Arizona's Groundwater Management Act of 1980 says that any new development built in the state's active management areas, land that heavily relies on mined groundwater, must prove 100 years of water supply before they're even able to break ground. Jump ahead to yesterday when the Arizona Supreme Court gave the go-ahead to a planned 7,000-house development in Cochise County that critics say could pull too much water from the San Pedro River, one of the last free-flowing rivers in the Southwest. So how did the court square the 1980 law with the potential impact of the rural development's draw on protected water levels? Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services is here to explain. Howie, good morning.
Good morning. And as always, anything dealing with water law is more complex than it seems.
Exactly. So tell us exactly what the 4-3 outcome of this means. And what did John Lopez, who actually wrote the opinion, what did he have to say?
What this comes down to, as you point out, is the question of 100-year water supply. And Cochise County has opted into that. It normally applies only the Prescott, Phoenix, and Tucson areas. And this is a 7,000 home development. And there were some hydrological studies by the developer that said, we have a 100-year supply, and Department of Water Resources agreed. The question came up is that this is within 5 miles of the San Pedro River. And back in the 1980s, the federal government created a riparian area and it declared that the riparian area and the Bureau of Land Management is entitled to as much water as they need to keep that river flowing. San Pedro, as you know, is one of the last free-flowing rivers in the Southwest. It depends heavily on groundwater to replenish it. And the question is, how much water does the San Pedro need? How much water does the BLM need? That's still being adjudicated. The argument by some of the environmentalists and the folks in the area was, until you adjudicate that, because they have priority, you can't determine that there's enough water for the development. And what John Lopez said, writing for the majority, is, well, for the moment, that's legally irrelevant because we don't know how much water. We just have to assume that this Castle and Cook development called Tribute has enough water and is entitled to it, at least for the time being.
Well, so Howie, that for me, that begs the question then, is a 100-year water supply sort of in the eye of the beholder based on what you just said?
Well, a lot of it is. And in fact, Judge Lopez acknowledged that if it turns out that the BLM is entitled to more water, it may be that the development doesn't have a 100-year water supply. Now, here's where it gets real interesting. In general, you're supposed to tell home buyers, we've got a 100-year water supply and you can count on that. What the court told Castle and Cook is, given this uncertainty, you're going to have to tell home buyers that maybe there's not a 100-year water supply and that perhaps 35, 50 years down the road, you're going to be sucking sand, for lack of a better way of putting it. Mm-hmm. Now, is that a deterrent to home buyers? It'll be put in the real estate report that is required to go to home buyers. Does anyone read it? Does anyone care? That's to be seen.
Now, we know, of course, how much development has played a role in the Valley's growth since World War II, since after World War II. It's been decades. We've relied on this growth so much. Is this the sort of case that could be pivotal, even as it moves forward, in seeing whether there's still viability when it comes to this, 100-year water supply versus viability of development?
Well, this comes down to a question of what can we count on. In the Phoenix area, we've got access, as does Tucson, to Central Arizona Project water. And the assumption is, well, we've got a 100-year water supply. Now, as we've been reporting now for months and years, that CAP water may or may not be there. So we get into a question that if that CAP water disappears, first for the farmers and maybe for the developers, what happens? Do we have to determine there's a 100-year water supply underground? Do we have to try to retire farmland that's being irrigated with SRP water? Or do we simply say, well, we're just going to amend the law and there's a crisis coming. We just don't know how soon.
Howie, let me close up with a political question. Of course, we know that with Governor Ducey in office, the number of justices on the Arizona Supreme Court has expanded. Did that play a role here at all?
Actually, in a funny way, it didn't. He's appointed two new justices. One was John Lopez, who sided with the developer in the Department of Water Resources. And the other was Clint Bolick, who said, you've got to be kidding me. You know, what part of consumer protection do you idiots not understand? And was very critical of his colleagues. So if the governor thought he was going to get justices that would all side in the same way, he's sadly mistaken.
Okay. Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Howie, thanks as always.
Glad to be here.